of you have heard the word regeneration? Have you heard that word? Most of you have. How many of you know what regeneration means? We get this word from the story of Nicodemus. The Lord said that he had to be born anew or from above. To be born again in Greek is to regenerate, to be born again. And he says, marvel not that you must be born again. All of us have to be born again. And Nicodemus is sitting there wondering, what, do we have to go back in our mother's womb and be formed over again? And in one sense, that sounds kind of silly. And the Lord even said, if you're a teacher in Israel, how come you don't know these things? But in another sense, in a correspondential sense, there's a lot of truth to that. Because every one of us right now is being formed and regenerated again. The quality about it will depend upon us, but all of us are being formed again, as it were, in a womb. Everything that happened to us from the very first seed going into the egg, in the mother's womb, in the formation, all of those cells dividing, everything like that, all the way up until that first breath, will happen again. Do you notice at the end of that psalm it says, I will awake and will still be with you. Right there, that awakening is like the baby when it breathes. The Lord was with the baby all the way through in the womb, forming everything. Everything. So the baby is so beautiful when it's born. If the Lord wasn't there, even for an instant, it wouldn't be that way. Well, the awakening is when he breathes. And suddenly he has for himself a will and an understanding that are becoming his own. But that awakening is also when you leave this world. Leaving this world is a lot like going through the pains of labor again. Some people even suffer pretty much. And sometimes the people around them suffer. But when they're born, they awake in the other world, just like the psalm says, and the Lord is still with them. Because the Lord was forming them all the way along. Notice how it said, he saw me rolled up. If you ever see inside the womb, the little baby when it's first in there is rolled up and is gradually being unrolled. It talks about being embroidered. The wonderful things the Lord is doing. He's sheltering in that womb. He sees the bone, he forms it. And he forms the heart and gradually the lungs so it can breathe. All of those things that are happening physically in the womb are happening right now to you in your mind. And if you will believe it, it says, you not only get a new will and a new understanding, new loves and new truths from the Lord, but he is also forming for you right now a new body for your spirit. That body is forming, as it were, in a womb. The womb is like this world around us. And when we leave this world, we're born fully formed, as we will be to eternity. Well, not quite. Do you notice when a baby is born that the baby doesn't stop developing? Do you notice that? Do you notice some people here are bigger than other people and that little children are much smaller than older children? Because there is still formation going on in this world. The body isn't finished yet. And the body will grow up until the prime of life. And guess what? The body of an angel also grows. If they die young, the body of an angel will grow to that time. If they die old, the body also, it says, grows young until it reaches the flower of youth again, when the body is finished developing. Well, the body isn't just a body in the spiritual world. The body is your mind as well, because everything you love shows in you. When you look at the face of another in the other world, you see what they're thinking. You see what they're feeling. Because the spiritual body, which is born again, is according to the thoughts and affections you have. Now ask yourself, how much does a mother have to do with the baby forming in the womb? Well, she has to eat the right things. She has to protect herself away from bad things. But the actual formation in the womb isn't her doing, is it? She's not saying, I think there will be an arm now, and I think I'll put a leg there now. She's not talking that way. The baby is forming in the womb because the Lord himself is forming it, isn't he? Without the Lord there, every moment, that maybe wouldn't be formed right. And believe it or not, it's the same with you. What you need to do to have your spiritual body form right isn't a whole bunch of exercise, isn't saying, okay, I think I'll get a spiritual leg now, or a spiritual arm now, or I think I need better spiritual eyes. We don't do that, do we? But we do do two things. We keep ourselves away from evil, because we know those evils could hurt that formation, and we also make sure we have nutrition. Nutrition is the wonderful truths that the Lord gives us. And the more nutrition we have, the healthier the spiritual body will be. And so as we learn these wonderful truths, like the truth today, about how the formation and regeneration of a man, his reformation and regeneration, is exactly like the baby being formed in the womb, that's a truth that can help us remember how much the Lord is doing for us right now. Now, it appears that we're doing a lot of it, but actually the truth is that the Lord does all of it if we will do our part. Our part is to learn his truth, to do his truth, to stay away from evils. If we do just that, and that's enough to do, then the Lord will take care of all those wonderful details in our life. He will be doing the embroidering. He will be starting with that bone. He will form from the brains down into the heart, and then from the heart, forming the lungs, so that when we die, we can awake and be still with him.